Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us for the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Dvorim Hanoyagim Besuda, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Gimel. Today's Shir is dedicated Leilui Nishmas Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Shloimoi, whose yard site is today, and also for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it. We're in the middle of the topic of Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael, as relating to chapter 20 in Likutei Moran. We have a very interesting piece today. V'chol inyan zeh anu oiskim l'sakein b'Rosh Hashanah. Everything we spoke about previously in this halacha, we're involved in trying to correct on Rosh Hashanah. We mentioned the story of Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock. We spoke about the issue that when a person is davening to Hashem, only pleading, when standing before Hashem, not using the power of your mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, only pleading. And when a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik is preparing to say Divrei Torah, especially if it's Chidushei Torah, new revelations in Torah, he must attach himself first to the neshamos of all those that are present, and any neshamos he wants to be connected to, before he prays to Hashem, before the learning. He davens to Hashem to be zeicha to receive new revelations in Torah, and before the tefillah, he attaches himself to all the nefashos, all the neshamos of those who are joining him, and he uses the power of his mitzvos and ma'asim tovim to eliminate the ra in those people. We know that people that come to a tzaddik or people who come to a Talmud Chacham, there are people that have good and bad. And the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, has to use the merit of his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim in order to eliminate the ra in those people. That's in brief what we spoke about earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal says that regarding all of this, we're involved in correcting all of this on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah zman kihilo lakol hi. Because Rosh Hashanah is a time, a major time of gathering together for all of Klal Yisrael. Many Jews who don't join the community, who don't join the synagogues, for Rosh Hashanah, they know they have to come. She'oz miskapsin Yisrael biyachad el hatzadikim shebedoer. There are many Jews that gather together for Rosh Hashanah to the tzadikim of the generation. V'oz oiskin legalois kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And through this, and through Rosh Hashanah, the power of Rosh Hashanah, they're involved in revealing and broadcasting the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shehi bechinas hisgalus malchusa yisborach kanal, which, as we showed earlier, is synonymous with revealing and broadcasting the kingdom of Hashem. The kingdom of Hashem is synonymous with Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the capital city where you have the palace, the king's palace, the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. That's the place of the Malchus of Hashem. That's not to say that Hashem isn't Melech in the rest of the world, but the greatest place of His Galus Malchusoi, of the revelation of the kingdom of Hashem, of Emuna, of Tefillah, of all of those things that are related to Malchus, is in Eretz Yisrael. Alkein tzrichin oz lahamshich biurei haTorah. And therefore, in order to reveal the Malchus of Hashem, we need to draw explanations of Torah kedei lovoi al yidei zeh l'Eretz Yisrael. And through that, to be able to get to the effectiveness of Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, that in order to reveal the Malchus of Hashem, it requires Biurei HaTorah, a revelation of explanations of Torah. V'zeh b'chinas, we know there's a pasuk in Mishlei about the Torah that says, Bi melochem yimloichu, through me kings will rule. The Malchus of Hashem is established through the Torah Kedoshah. There's a statement, Ritzonoi shelodom zehu kvoidoi. The will of a person, that is that person's respect. The way that we show respect for someone's authority is by doing what they want us to do. The Torah is the book that defines the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem. And therefore, by studying the Torah, by observing the Torah, we're accepting upon ourselves the authority of Hashem's kingdom. So we have to draw these Biuri HaTorah, which will lead us to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas ha-Torah sho'imrim ha-tzadikim b'rosh Hashanah be'eis shemizkapsim aleim. And this will explain the great significance of the Torah that the great tzadikim would teach their students on Rosh Hashanah, when their students would gather to them. We know that especially by Rabbeinu Zal, the most important time of a revelation of Torah of the entire year was Rosh Hashanah, the shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave on Rosh Hashanah. He would usually speak, we know that Rosh Hashanah has 2 days. On the first day, we have Tashlich, usually, unless it's Shabbos, and then we'll do Tashlich on the second day. Rabbeinu Zal's custom was that after they would return from Tashlich, which means they already davened Mincha, and they said Tashlich of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then Rabbeinu Zal would speak. And he would speak for a few hours, Rav Nosson Zal says. That was the Rosh Hashanah shir of the year, the major, major shir, Divrei Torah of the year. And Baruch Hashem, we have most of those shirim in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal adds now, V'gam klal Yisrael ha-miskapsim yachad b'mokoyim she'en shom tzadik shiroi lama Torah. And even those Jewish communities where the people gather together on Rosh Hashanah, many people come to shul on Rosh Hashanah, and there isn't a tzaddik present who's on a level to reveal new revelations in Torah, afal pikein, still, heim mamshichin b'chinas kedushas ha-Torah al yidei mitzvas shofar. That community also draws upon themselves the holiness of the Torah by performing the mitzvah of blowing the shofar and listening to the shofar. Shehu bechinas matan Torah. The blowing of the shofar represents the receiving of the Torah. Shenitna bekoil shofar, which was given to us on Har Sinai with the sound of the shofar. V'alkein mazkirin matan Torah b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is why we make major mention of the holiday of Shavuos. When we receive the Torah on Har Sinai, we make a major mention of that on Rosh Hashanah. There's a whole paragraph in the Shmon Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, Kamoi Shana Oimrim, which begins with the words, Ato Negleso Ba'anan Kvoidecho Al Har Sinai, Shekuloi Medaber Nimatan Torah. That entire paragraph in the Shmon Esrei is speaking about us receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. And it's through the sound of the shofar, and it's through that paragraph in the Shmon Esrei, and it's by hearing Torah from the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, through all of these things, we draw upon ourselves the power and the holiness of receiving the Torah, of receiving Torah, Kedei lo'oirer koyach hamalochim, in order to activate the power of those angels, hanivroim michidushe Torah, who are created when new revelations of Torah are being brought forth. Sheyekablu koyach me'edoim, and these angels will receive power from the nation of Edoim, who are the masters of the sword. We know that Yitzchak Avinu gave that bracha to Esau, Valchar b'chotichye, you're the master of the sword. So these angels who need a power to kill or a power to enforce, they receive that power from Edoim, lehachmiya hamoinim, in order to defeat and eliminate the obstacles that block the Jewish people from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Kedei shenizke mehera lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael, so that we should be zeicha speedily to get to Eretz Yisrael. Shehi bechinas malchus digdusha, which is the holy kingdom of Hashem. She'onu oiskin lenasra v'levnoisa ulesakna b'Rosh Hashanah, which we are involved in slicing and building up and repairing on Rosh Hashanah. And now in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into this a little bit. We spoke about this earlier. The Arizal explains that just like Adam and Chava were created originally attached to each other back to back, And in order for them to be able to have a proper relationship and to be able to bring children into the world, they had to be separated so that they could turn around and face each other, ponim beponim, in order to function correctly. The Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that kaviyochol, as if we could say by Hashem also, there's a similar concept, that there was a point in time when Hashem and the Shekhinah were back-to-back, attached. And in that condition, they can't function properly. They can't produce Shefa. And the Arizal explains that on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Nesira that takes place. There's a slicing apart in order to separate the Malchus, to detach the Malchus, and in order to enable it, the Malchus and Zerei Ampin to be able to turn around and face each other, to be able to bring about a Yichud, and to be able to generate Shefa. And once this slicing is done, the severing of the Malchus, then the Malchus can be built up and prepared for that Yichud. This is the terminology that's used. And Rav Nosson Zal will give us this in the next paragraphs. V'zeh b'chinas ha-shena v'ha-durmita ha-muva b'kavonas. This is tied into the sleep and the deep sleep, the tardema that Hashem imposed on Adam and Chava in order to perform that operation, which is discussed in the writings of the Arizal. De apil durmito al zeranpin. The Arizal says that Hashem imposes a deep sleep on zeranpin, on those spheroids of chesed through yisoid, which represent the male aspect here, kedei lenaser es hamalchus, in order to be able to slice apart, slice and separate, detach the malchus. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains, when we use the term sleep, or tardema, dahainu hisalchus hamoichin, that means a removal of the person's das. When a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down 99%. Shezeo b'china shena, that's the concept of sleep. Hisalchus hamoichin. V'yacharkach, and then afterwards, al yidei ha-shofar, through the blowing of the shofar, nis'oirer me'hashena. This zeranpin is awakened, is woken up from this sleep. V'chulu, etc. Ayin shom kol ze b'kavonos. Take a look in the Shara Kavonos of the Arizal, where he elaborates on this whole process. Rav Nosson Zal says now, haynu b'china hanal. This is exactly what we discussed earlier. Shetzrichin lahamshich biurei hatoira rak al yedei rachamim v'tachnunim daiko. That when a person, especially a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, is trying to bring new revelations of Torah into the world, new explanations of Torah into the world, he must do it through tefillah, and the tefillah has to be in the form of rachamim v'tachnunim, begging Hashem, pleading with Hashem, like a beggar, like one who's asking for a handout. V'lo yisle b'shum zchus. The person is not allowed to rely on and mention any of his merits, any of the good things he's done or anything, and based on that, he's asking for Hashem to give it to him. V'oz daiko zeichin lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael. And when a person is zeicha to receive these biurei ha-Torah in this manner, through that kind of Torah, a person is zeicha to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas sheino v'durmito anal. And this is what the Arizal is referring to when he speaks about a sleep that's imposed. Shehu histalkus hamoichin, which means when a person sleeps, the brain shuts down, the sechel shuts down, bishvil lenaser es hamalchus, in order to detach the malchus. Shehi b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael. How does that apply to us? Hainu kisheroitz in lizkois l'Eretz Yisrael. When we want to be zeicha Eretz Yisrael, shehi b'chinas malchus, tzrichin lesalek es hamoichin. We have to remove our sechel. We have to close down the sechel. Shehein b'chinas matei oiz hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, the sechel corresponds to that stick that we spoke about, the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used to strike the rock, the stick that represents the power of all the good deeds, the mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, the tzaddik. Dahainu memsheles uzoi sheyeshloi mimitzvois demaisim toif mishloi. This refers to the authority, the power that the tzaddik has as a result of his mitzvois and good deeds. Shehein bechinas moichin. And this power, the mitzvois and maisim toivim, are also a concept of moichin, seichel. How? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki kol ha-mitzvois she'oisin, because every single mitzvah that a Jew performs, alidei kol mitzvah mitzvah, nimshach al ha'odom moyach vedas kodosh. Through every mitzvah that a Jew performs, we draw upon ourselves seichel, holy knowledge, holy wisdom, holy das. How? Ki ha-mitzvois heim chochmoso yisborach shmoi. Because the mitzvois are the wisdom of Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem. Ki oiraisa me chochma ilo nafkis. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says the Torah comes from the highest place of chochma. So the Torah is a revelation of Hashem's chochma, chochma elyona. When we study the Torah, or especially when we perform mitzvahs, we're connecting to that chochma. Every mitzvah performed is a piece of chochma, seichel, das, that the person is bringing into their mind. And as it says clearly in Mishlei about the Torah, ani chochma, ani bina, nimtza shekol odom. Now this final statement here is extremely important. We conclude therefore, shekol odom, kifi hamitzvois umaisin toivim shezoich lesagel, shehin bechinas mateuzoi, kemoikein yeshloi moyach v'seichel digdusha. Each and every single Jew, based on the mitzvois and maisim toivim that the person is zoche to accumulate, to accomplish, which is his powerful stick, that's his real merits, that will define that person's moyach and seichel. And this is why it's so important for people who spend a lot of time learning Torah to know that that alone is not enough. A person can learn and learn and learn, and they'll acquire the knowledge of Torah, but not necessarily properly. They might learn the Torah, misinterpret the Torah, and misunderstand the Torah. We know that that potential exists. The Bnei Yisachar writes that for a person to be zeicha to the emes of the Torah is a higher level than seeing Eliyahu HaNavi. People talk about, wow, imagine if I could see Eliyahu HaNavi. The great, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the greatest tzaddikim was zeicha to see Eliyahu HaNavi in a dream. And sometimes even while they were awake, and that's a very high madrega. The Bnei Yisachar says to be zeicha to interpret the Torah correctly, to understand the Torah correctly, is a higher madrega than that. So a person just learning isn't going to do it. Rav Nosson Zal says here that it's based on the mitzvahs and maisim toivim that will define the moyach and the seichel digdusha of a person. Uba Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, kishereitzen lahamshich moichin chadoshim. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, new year. We want to draw new seichel upon ourselves. Bechinas be'urei ha-Torah, in the form of explanations of Torah, clarification of Torah. Kidei liskois l'Eretz Yisrael, in order to get Eretz Yisrael, shehi bechinas tikun ha-malchus digdusha, which is the ultimate perfection of Hashem's holy kingdom. Azai tzrichin mikoidem lesalek kol ha-moichim sheyesh loy mi-mitzvois l'maisim toivim shaloy. In order to achieve this, the person has to put aside all of the seichel that the person has from their mitzvois and maisim toivim, sheze bechinas mateuzoi, that's his stick, that's the person's strength and power, he's got to put that aside. She'ein tzrichin l'shtamesh bo ato b'shvil hamshochas ha-Torah. You don't need to use that in your efforts to try to draw this new revelation of Torah. This is that sleep, the removal of the seichel that the Arizal speaks about. We said that the power is the power that comes from the person's mitzvos and maisim toivim. That's the moichin. We put that aside now completely. Ve'ein mishtamshim bohem. We don't use that. Rak oimed lefnei Hashem yisborach berachamim v'tachnunim. But rather, we stand before Hashem pleading, begging, ke'oni, like a poor person, karosh, like a pauper. Ve'ein oni ela min adas. And don't forget, the Gemara says in the Nedarim, what do you mean poor? I'm wearing a $600 suit or a $12,000 bekesha, and my shrimal costs $12,000. So what? Where's the oni? The Gemara says, ein oni ela bedas. That in the Torah, when it uses the term poor and poverty, the real poverty is in das, in sech, lack of das. And right now, we're putting our das aside. We're putting the das aside. We're standing before Hashem with the utmost of simplicity. Hainu she'oimed lefnei Hashem yisborach kemoi she'ein boi shum das. Meaning, we're standing before Hashem as if we have no das at all. Because if I'm prepared to put aside and to ignore for now all the mitzvahs and meisen teufen that I've done, bevatai ein lo shum das. If I don't have mitzvahs and meisen teufen, then I don't have das. Ki ikar hadas ho amiti hu mitzvahs and meisen teufen. Because the real true das is mitzvahs and meisen teufen. V'achshav b'Rosh Hashanah anu yoidim p'chisus erkenu. And now on Rosh Hashanah, this holy day, when the kingdom of Hashem is being revealed and built up, we realize, we recognize and feel how small we are in comparison. She'ein koyach b'maseinu l'hamshech aleinu chidushei Torah. We don't have power, the power of good deeds or anything, by which to draw upon ourselves this new revelation of Torah. B'chinas kidushas moichin chadoshim, which means new holy seichel. We don't have the power. Alkein onu mesalkin ma'at maisim toivim. Therefore, we put aside the few good deeds. Shehim b'chinas das, which represent our das, our seichel. Ki onu mesalkin datenu legamri. We put aside our seichel, our das, completely when we're standing before Hashem. Rak onu oimdim lefanav yisborach. Ke'oni u'kerosh ba'pesach shoel. We stand before Hashem like a beggar who comes knocking on the door, pleading for a donation. V'ze b'chinas sheina, hisalkus hadas. This is what the Arizal is referring to. This is how we apply the Kabbalistic thoughts that the Arizal explains to ourselves. This is that sheina, that sleep, that removal of the das. Ki ein oni ela min adas. Because again, the Gemara says, a poor person, poverty, is defined by lack of das. Ki onu mevakshim rak rachamim v'tachnunim. We're coming to Hashem just pleading and begging. Like one who has no merit, I don't deserve anything. I'm coming only asking for a donation. V'ze sho'imrim b'tchilas haslichas koidam ha-Rosh Hashanah. And this is why, in the Slichos, that we recite the days before Rosh Hashanah. Ashkenazim do it within that week before Rosh Hashanah. Sfardim start from Rosh Chodesh Elul. What do we say there? L'cho Hashem hatzedakah v'lonu boishes ha'ponim. Hashem, you are the charitable one, and we stand before you in shame and embarrassment. Loi b'chesed v'loi b'maisim bonu l'fonecha. We're not coming to you based on our kindness, based on our good deeds. Kedalim ukeroshim dofaknu de losecha. We're knocking on your door like complete paupers. Ki al rachmecho horabim onu betuchim. We are relying only on your great kindness. Val chasodecho onu nishonim. And we're leaning on your chesed. So we're making it perfectly clear in the words in the Slichos what our attitude is when we're coming before Hashem. Ki kol kedushas Rosh Hashanah, shehu kedushas hamoichin chadoshim. Because the entire holiness of Rosh Hashanah, which is related to that new seichel, holy seichel, that we're trying to receive, bechinas roish Hashanah, as it's called Rosh Hashanah. The word Rosh means head. That on Rosh Hashanah we're striving to get a new brain, new seichel, Rosh Daika, Dahainu Bechinas Biurei HaTorah Sheneftachanos. This refers to the new explanations of Torah that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Shalidei Ze Zoichem Eretz Yisrael Kanal, which will lead us to Eretz Yisrael. The only way a Jew can draw those Biurei HaTorah is by pleading and begging. Not by using my stick, the power of my mitzvahs and meisim and good deeds. Afilu hatzadik ho'emes, even the great tzadik, the true tzaddik, sheyesh loy be'emes, mitzvos u'maasim tovim harbe, who really has accumulated a wealth of mitzvos u'maasim tovim, einoy mishtamesh bohem oz b'shvil hamshochas ha-Torah. He does not use those mitzvos u'maasim tovim to draw Torah from Hashem, ki im oymed lefnei Hashem yisborach ke'oni, but rather when he stands in front of Hashem, he stands like a poor person, she'ein boideya, who has no seichel, no moichin, rachamim v'tachnunim, only pleading like a beggar before Hashem. V'chein kol hatfilois, v'haslichois, v'hapiyutim shel yomim hanoiroim. And so too, if you'll take a look at all the prayers and the slichois and the piyutim that we recite on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, kulam heim rak b'derech seh, they're all following this attitude, ke'oni bepesach, that our approach in our prayers to Hashem is like that of a poor person standing at the entranceway. V'chein hashliach tzibur, and so too the chazan, the one who leads the prayer, the musaf prayer on Rosh Hashanah, the main prayers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how does he begin? Koidim shemaschil lehispalel borabim. Before he starts leading the prayer publicly, mispalel tchilo tfilosoi, he first recites a personal prayer, shenis yazda mikadmoinim, which was established by the early rabbis, shemascheles, which begins with the words, hineni heoni mima'as. Hashem, I'm coming before you, I who am poor in good deeds. And that whole paragraph, this is one of the highlights on Rosh Hashanah, the Hineni Haoni Mimas, that the Chazan says before he begins the Shmon Esrei, before we're going to start the Shmon Esrei. And in that paragraph, he's emphasizing that I stand before Hashem naked, ashamed, embarrassed, completely unworthy, relying completely on your kindness and goodness. Ki tzrichin lovoi lefanav yisborach, rak berachamim v'tachnunim koni b'pesach. Because when a person is davening to Hashem, we have to come before Hashem like a poor person standing at the entranceway, only pleading and begging. Any questions, please?
In the beginning of Ot Gimel here, we see that as mitkabtzin Israel beyachad el hatzadikim vador. How come he uses tzadikim in plural here?
Because he's talking about the entire Jewish nation. That the entire Jewish nation, meaning the many, many religious people, go to the tzaddikim of the generation. The Breslovers go to their tzaddik. There are other Hasidic groups or other yeshivas who go to their rabbis. And their rabbis can also be tzaddikim of the generation. They are also tzaddikim. Among the tzaddikim, there are levels. There are levels. But Rabbeinu Zal here again, Rabbeinu Zal says very clearly here that there are tzaddikim, plural, in a generation. And therefore, when we say the Hareini Mekasha that Breslovers say, we say Hareini Mekasha Atzmi L'chol HaTzaddikim Amitim Shebedoreinu. I'm hereby attaching myself to all of the true tzaddikim of the generation, and to all of the holy tzaddikim who have already passed away.
Good morning, Rav Nosson.
Please.
Rav Nosson's all mentioned here that das only comes through the ikka das, through mitzvahs and maasim tovim.
Correct.
What is das Torah, and where is the repository of das in Torah versus mitzvahs and maasim tovim and the interplay between them?
the interplay between them is extremely important. That's what we're saying here. The term Das Torah is a Das that a person gets from learning Torah and fulfilling its mitzvahs. Remember, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'loi ha-medrash ha-ikar ela ha-maisa. The Mishnah, the Torah says about itself that learning the Torah is not the main thing, it's fulfilling it. I'll give an interesting example. I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor, so I'm quoting what I've heard. When a person wants to have a delicious, healthy cup of tea, and they boil the water, and they boil it 50%, it's 50% boiled, that water is dangerous. That water is not healthy. Half-boiled water is dangerous and unhealthy. It's only when you let the water boil completely, you make sure it boils to the point that it bubbles. And then I saw a while ago that even when the water is bubbling, it's dangerous to pour that boiling water into your coffee and tea. Is also you have to let those bubbles now calm down and recede a little bit. Then that water is in its healthiest state. You've killed the germs, etc., etc. And then you have a delicious, healthy cup of tea. A person who studies Torah a lot and does not fulfill its mitzvahs, it's very possible that that person will not get an accurate understanding of the Torah, an accurate understanding and interpretation of the Torah. It's only by learning Torah and fulfilling it and spending quality time and effort in fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, that's what will help the person, that the Torah that they study will have a positive effect on them. They'll understand it correctly and they'll be able to use it properly. Remember that the Mishnah uses the terminology, haloimet. We know that there's a concept of learning Torah lishma, and there's loy lishma, and within loy lishma, there are different categories the Gemara speaks about. There's a loy lishma, a person who's learning Torah just to be able to show that he's smarter than the Torah, that he's even smarter, lekanter. And then there's a loy lishma, where a person's learning Torah because it's respectable. It's one of the ways that a person could be respected by their wives or kids or their neighbors or other people in the synagogue, etc., etc., or Jews in general. And those are called loy lishma. And there's a level of learning Torah where the person's learning Torah to please Hashem, to know how to be a good servant of Hashem. And that's a very high madrega. And in order to a person to get to that kind of level, it requires study, it requires a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. One of the mitzvahs, is prayer, a lot of prayer, but also a lot of mitzvahs. Going to shul, getting up in the morning on time, davening on time, putting on kosher tzitzis, not wearing shatnez, and putting on kosher tefillin. A woman covering her hair and doing all the mitzvahs that are relevant to her. In the previous halacha, we spoke about chametz and matzah, the ches and the hay. And we mentioned that chametz represents Esav, the power of Esav, and matzah represents the power of Kedusha, the power of Yaakov. And we said that we have to break the leg of the ches, ge'ar chayeskona, destroy the animal of the reed. In order, here in this Torah, we're being told that the malachim, who want to be able to eliminate the barriers and the obstacles that block a Jew from getting to Eretz Yisrael, they have to draw, they have to receive from Edom, they have to draw. Which is it? The answer is, it's both. We need to know in learning Torah that there's a lot of different things going on at the time. There is an effort, you know, we're hoping that at some point in time, Esav will be eliminated completely. But until that happens, today we need, there's a reason why Esav is present, and there are certain things that we can take from there. The Gemara makes a statement that the Jews were only put into exile in order that Gerim should be able to attach themselves to us. Is it good for us to be exiled? Are we happy in exile? No. We pray in Musaf, pleading with Hashem, get us out of here, bring us to Eretz Yisrael, etc., etc. But one second, if he brings us to Eretz Yisrael, they won't be there. That's why we're not there right now. There's a lot, this is an extremely important thing in learning Torah, to know that each page, each Gemara, is a piece of a puzzle. You learn a Gemara, Shas is a piece of a puzzle. There's the Zohar Kodesh, there's the Medrashim, and it's all filling in pieces of a huge, huge puzzle to give us the big picture. Any other questions, please?
Rav Nassim says that we need to mesalkin me'at ma'aseinu atovim shem b'chinat da'at ki anu mesalkin da'atinu legamrei.
Exactly.
I would have expected that if we want to be mesalik the da'as legamrei, you have to be mesalik the ma'asim legamrei. Why me'at?
That's why you need Rav Nassim Zal. In other words, it doesn't mean stop doing good deeds. It means stop focusing, don't place your attention, don't think about that when you're standing in front of Hashem and praying. That's what it means. It doesn't mean erase your good deeds, destroy your good, chas v'shalom. But it means now is not the time to present that. And he's going to show us in a moment again. It is needed. It's going to be used on Rosh Hashanah, but not when you're standing in front of Hashem. Not when you're speaking to Hashem. A person has to be able to change hats. When I'm standing in front of Hashem, I'm an Oni Pesach. And when I'm standing in front of students, when a rabbi is teaching students, the Gemara says, Zroik Mora B'Talmidim, that there has to be a certain respect. We see stories in the Gemara where a student said the wrong thing or did the wrong thing, the tzaddik looked at him and he turned into a pile of bones. There has to be yira a yira. It says, moira rabach ke moira shamayim. The respect for your rabbi should be like the respect for Hashem. That's why Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that it's just exactly this. How do I accomplish this hastalkos hadas? By not thinking about my mitzvahs, but not including that in my attitude when I'm standing in front of Hashem. Vezeh bechinas sheina hanal. And this is that sleep that the Arizal was referring to. Ki hatzadik einoi mishtamesh im matei uzoi shel mitzvoi sumaisim toivim sheloi ki im lahachnia hora shebeido. Because the tzadik is not using his stick, the power of his good deeds and mitzvois, for any purpose other than to assist him in eliminating the ra of the community, of his students, of the people who he's involved with. Aval hu biatzmoi oimed lifnei Hashem yisborach ke'oni u'kerosh. But the tzaddik himself, when he's standing in front of Hashem, he stands like a pauper, u'mevakesh rak matnas chinam, and he asks only for a free gift from Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas mashekosu b'kavonas. This is what the Arizal says, Shebishas Bechinas Shena, that during that time, that sleep is imposed on Zeranpin, in the terminology that the Arizal says, Oz Nimshochin Kol HaGvurois LeBechinas Malchus, V'chol HaChasodim Mekabeli Atzmoi. The Arizal explains, Zeranpin goes into a sleep mode. The spheroids of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoy. But above Zeranpin is Bina, which is the upper Shechina. From Bina comes forth Gvurois and Chasodim. The Arizal says that because Zeranpin is asleep, that allows Bina to circumvent Zeranpin and ascend, and to send down the Gvurois that Malchus needs. Malchus needs Gvurois. Bina will send the Gvurois down to the Malchus, and Zeranpin will be able to take the Chasodim onto himself, Kaviyochel. Again, this is the terminology used by the Arizal. So the Arizal says, Oz nimshochim kol ha-Gvurois lebechinas Malchus. All of the Gvurois will go from Bina to the Malchus. V'chol ha-Chasodim mekabel yatzmoy. And that will leave the Chasodim that are coming down from Chochma and Bina will be able to go, Zeranpin will be able to keep that for himself. What does that mean? Give me that in English. Hainu ki matei oiz hanal hu bechinas gevurois kidoishois. Rav Nosson Zal says now, that term that we're using till now, that stick of power, that refers to holy gevura. Sheyesh loy koyach u gevura al yidei maisim sheloy, whereby the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, has power. He has gevura through his good deeds. Shekol elu ha-gvurois kedoshois, all of this holy gevura, bechinas mateyo, is this powerful stick, hu mamshich ha-koel lebechinas malchus. He directs that completely to the malchus. What is the malchus in this context? Shehi Knesset Yisrael, which is the Jewish nation, the Shekhinah, the Jewish nation, who are called the kingdom of Hashem. Va'atem tihyuli mamleches koyanim. Yisrael mamsholoisa. The Jewish people are the memshola. We are the kingdom. So the Jewish nation is referred to as the malchus of Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is the malchus. Klal Yisrael is the malchus. So these gvurois are being directed now to Knesset Yisrael. Dahainu shenoisein ze hakoyach v'agvura leKnesset Yisrael, meaning that the tzaddik directs this koyach and gvura towards Klal Yisrael, shehem klal ho'edo hakdoisha, which is that holy community. In order to help them eliminate their ra through this koyach, this gvura, this mate ois of the tzaddik. V'chol hachasodim mekabel yatzmoi. And all of the chasodim coming from Hashem, the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, draws towards himself. Zerampin draws onto itself. Dahainu meaning, shehu biatzmoi einoi mishtameshim hagvurois. He is not using these gvurois himself. Shehim b'chinas mateyois, which is this stick. Rak mevakesh mehashem yisporach chesed chinam. But rather, when he's speaking to Hashem, he's asking for free kindness. This is what the Arizal is referring to when he says that Zerampin is drawing all of the chasodim onto himself. Because the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, is asking only for freebie kindness. And through this, by following this procedure correctly, ninsar v'nivne hamalchus. The Malchus is able to be severed, disconnected, detached from Zerampin, and the Malchus is able to start being built up. Kimavur b'kavonos, as is explained in the Kisvei Arizal. Ki daika al yedei zeh, shenoisein hamatei ois leklal Yisrael. Because it's specifically by following this procedure, whereby the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, gives over that stick, that power, to Klal Yisrael, Shehem Bechinas Malchus, who represent the Malchus here, Umekabe La'atzmoy HaChasodim, and he draws upon himself Chasodim, Dahainu Shemavakesh Chesed Chinam, Al Yidei Zeh Ninsar, V'Nivne Bechinas Malchus Dikdusha. This prepares and enables that process of the Malchus to be detached from Zerampin, and built up, and start being built up, to a level where it's prepared for its ultimate union, the Yichud with Zerampin. Dahainu Klal Yisrael, again, this holy kingdom is Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation. Shenivnin v'nigdolim nafshoisam, whose souls are being built up and elevated, raised. V'zoichen l'Eretz Yisrael, to prepare us to be Zoiche Teretz Yisrael. Shekol zehu bechinas binyan hamalchus dikdusha. All of this is the definition of that terminology that the Arizal uses of building up the malchus of kedusha. Ki klal nafshos Yisrael, because the total sum of all the Jewish souls, hainu Knesset Yisrael, which is referred to sometimes as Knesset Yisrael, number one. Number two, the Eretz Yisrael and the land of Eretz Yisrael, kol zehu bechinas malchus digdusha. All of this is what explains that term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sfrasidus, the malchus of kedusha, the holy kingdom. Kial yodom nizgale malchusoi ve'emunosa yisbar shmoi, because it's through the Jewish nation and through Eretz Yisrael that is revealed Hashem's kingdom and faith in Hashem. One short item before we take questions. The term Knesset Yisrael is used very often in the Zohar HaKadosh to refer to the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld once explained that again, the term Shekhinah, Knesset Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is also really one. We know that the Jewish nation is described and defined in the Torah as 600,000. The 600,000 souls of Klal Yisrael. Tof Reish Elef. Tof is 400, Reish is 200, Elef is 1,000. 600,000. The Arizal says that the word Shekhinah, when you write out each letter as a word. Shin spelled Shin Yud Nun. Chaf spelled Chaf Pei, the way you pronounce it. Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. Nun, Nun Vav Nun. Hey, 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 is Bigimatria Tof Resh Aleph. 601. 601, 600,000. Those two, one and a thousand, are often referred to as the same. In Mispar Koton, it's the same. And there's a pasuk in Chumash, Echo Yerdoif Echod Elef. How will one chase a thousand? Showing this connection between one and a thousand. So the term Shechina and the term Knesset Yisrael are one and the same in a sense. This is why we have that special pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which speaks again about the Shechina. It says, Merkovoi Argamon, the throne of Hashem, is purple wool. Toichoi Rotsuf Ahava, the inside, the center, is lined with love. The first letters of Toichoi Rotsuf Ahava, Tof Reish Aleph, the Shechina again, the Holy Shechina, the divine presence of Hashem. The more we learn, the more of these form you learn, you see how everything connects, everything fits perfectly, perfectly together. I saw somebody mentioned earlier the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where it says, Kol shechachmasai meruba mimasov, ein chachmasai miskayemes. A person whose knowledge of Torah exceeds their good deeds, their actions, their knowledge will not have a kiyum, will not last. Again, tremendous emphasis in the Torah that in order to have a proper Torah, you must be doing mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rabbeinu Zal once commented to us that we're not doing enough mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Zal wanted us to know that this is a very important obligation for Talmidei Chachamim to do mitzvahs. I was just looking this Shabbos in Shul. There was a Sefer Yekorah de Shabbata, which Reb Nachman Shirin wrote, highlighting the incredible importance of Shabbos Kodesh. And in that Sefer, he shows how everything Rabbeinu Zal writes, the entire Likutei Moharan, the entire Sipurei Maaseis, is all connected to Shabbos. That by observing Shabbos properly, you're fulfilling everything that it says in the whole Torah. And he says there that we know in the story of the Baal Tefillah, the master of prayer, it mentions there that there was a tremendous upheaval in the world. The whole world got turned upside down. And then when things started settling down, there were different groups that were formed in the world. And each group thought about what's the most important thing in life. And they came up with a different answer. And based on what they felt was the most important thing in life, they chose a leader for themselves who excels in that most important area. And they chose to live in a land that's best suited for that most important thing. And some of it sounds crazy. One country came upon the idea that the most important thing in life is murder, kill. That's the tachlis. Because every person eventually dies. That's the end of life. So obviously that's the tachlis, to get people to the end of the line. If we can get them there earlier, it's even better. So Rav Nosson Zal explains that in each one of these countries, in each one of these groups, there was an aspect of truth. It's just that they had perverted the truth. They were off-center. What they were saying had a validity to it, just it was directed, sure, to bring criminals, to kill criminals that deserve death. That's an important tachlis. But not to kill innocent people or not to kill just in general for the sake of killing. So one of the groups there, their focus was kavod. That the most important thing in life and in the world is kavod, respect. And therefore they searched to find the most respectable person and they found a crazy person who people ran after and, you know. So Reb Nachman Shirin explains over there in his Sefer Yekorah de Shabbata that kavod is the whole foundation of the world. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hashem says, I created the whole world for my kavod. And he writes there that therefore even Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara tells us that Tanoim Amoroim, as part of their to prepare for Shabbos, one Tana would cut up the vegetables, one Tana would clean the floor. Each one, they showed that the kavod that's important here is Hashem's kavod. And one of the best ways that I show kavod to Hashem is by showing that I am prepared to do the most menial, the most simple things to give respect for Hashem, to show respect for Shabbos Kodesh. Again, emphasizing that even Talmidei Chacham, a person would say that the Hachana for Shabbos is to sit and learn. That's the best Hachana. It's true. That's a very important Hachana, to learn to prepare the Parsha, to prepare to say Divrei Torah at the table. But don't leave out that other piece. Don't leave out, if it's only learning and there's no mitzvah maisius, you're missing an important ingredient of the cake. You're leaving out the baking soda or the flour or the yeast. You're going to have a very incomplete cake, chas v'shalom.
In this context, how do we understand the statement, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, if it seems like the tachlis is more the mitzvahs than the learning?
This question is asked many times and in many places. The Mishnah there lists different mitzvahs, and it says Talmud Torah is above all of these. It's referring to a type of study of Torah that leads to Maisa. Again, the Gemara says, we're not talking about a person who's going to learn Koire, Veshoine, etc., and not be Meshamesh Chachamim, and not serve Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, that kind of learning is not, that's not the real learning. It's talking about a type of limud that leads to Maisa. And of course, without learning, a person doesn't know what to do. A person could think they're doing mitzvahs and they're doing averos. So there's a critical, important need for a lot of learning. But again, to remember that a cake has more than... your person mixes flour all day and they don't put in the water, they're not going to have bread, they're not going to have cake. So to know that, true, this is extreme... Rabbeinu Zal starts the Likutei Moran with the words, Da ki al yedei ha-Torah niskablen kol ha-tfilos. That in order to have our tfilos recognized by Hashem and responded to by Hashem, it needs Torah. The Torah gives you chen. And there's a pasuk, a person who turns, meisir oznoi mishmoya Torah gam tfilosoi toyeva. A person who turns their ear away from listening to Torah, their tfil is despicable. So these two go together. It's the husband and wife. It's Torah and tfil. It's the sun and the moon. And either one without the other one is incomplete. Another quote that was just mentioned from Pirkei Avos is, Kol Torah she'ein ima malacha, soifo lehizbatel. The Mishnah says that for many people, a person who has Torah and they don't have work also, they're not doing work also, that Torah will not last. And this refers to, excuse me?
The
Goyreres Avon, the Mishnah, it leads to sin. Again, by most people, this means a combination of learning Torah and working, going out to work, etc. By some people, the malacha could be meleches hamitzvos, performing mitzvos. Those who are on a level, the 1% or 2% who are on a level to learn full-time, that if they're given the opportunity, they will learn full-time and they will be able to lead Klal Yisrael, to guide Klal Yisrael in Torah. For them, the mitzvah is for them to devote maximum amount of time to learning, and that the work, the parnasa, should be taken care of by others. But again, it's not a heter for not performing mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are extremely important. We see by Rabbeinu Zal, in studying Rabbeinu Zal's life, things that he did about giving tzedakah and taking a coin and breaking it down to small coins in order to be able to give, instead of doing it in one shot, putting a dollar into the pushka, he wanted to put 20 nickels. And for each nickel, to be able to say a l'shem yichud and to another mitzvah. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify tremendously the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what it's all about. And then he's going to go into the three sections of the Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara speaks about, Malchius, Zichroinois, and Shofrois, and clarify tremendously, bring tremendous clarity to this based on the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with. A new week, we should be zeicher, the week should be filled with Torah and mitzvahs, to learn a lot and to do a lot of mitzvahs, and to get to see the Gula Shleima quickly, Mitz Hashem. The Sefer B'nai Yisachar discusses the different months of the year and the significance of these months. The B'nai Yisachar points out that the month of Kislev is a month where a person can perfect their sleep. A person can make a tikkun for Shena. Kislev and Tevis are usually winter months, the long nights. And the tikkun HaShena, an aspect of tikkun HaShena is knowing when to go to sleep on time, so that a person can get up on time, a person can get up early to daven shachris early, or those people who are zecher to get up for chatzos. And the secret is going to sleep correctly, going to sleep on time, not eating and drinking a lot before sleep, saying the Kriya Shema Lamita with kavana properly.
This was a very deep section today. I wonder, could you summarize it in two or three sentences and what's Nogei Lamaisa?
Yes. To summarize what we had here, there was a very important lesson. The goal is to get to Eretz Yisrael and to achieve Shleimus of Eretz Yisrael. In order to get there, we need Biurei HaTorah. When there are new revelations and explanations of Torah, that's a stepping stone to get to Eretz Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Tehillim towards the end of Tikkun HaKloli, Vayiten lohem arzois goyim, ba'avur yishmeru chuka v'soyroisav yinsoyru. Hashem has given us the land which was inhabited previously by other nations. For what purpose? So that we should fulfill the Torah. So there's a connection between the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal said, in order to get these Biurei HaTorah, it requires prayer, tefillah, to be able to draw down that Torah. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned, it's extremely important when you're davening, one who's going to be teaching Torah to a rabbim, to a group of people, has to, before they, in order to bring down that new Torah, they need tefillah, they need to pray to Hashem, and the effectiveness of that prayer is determined a lot by the number of people that the one who's praying is connecting to. So he has to make sure to attach himself to all those that are going to be receiving the Torah in order for that tefillah to go up to Hashem as a tefillah of a rabbin, not a tefillah of a yochid. And Rabbeinu Zal gives a warning that when he's facing Hashem, he doesn't bring his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim into the picture. He stands before Hashem like an oni ba'pesach. When he's facing the people, in dealing with the people, there the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, has to want to use any merit that he has from his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim to help the people, that his good deeds, his power, should help eliminate the ra in those people so that their toiv should shine forth properly. I believe that sums up pretty much what we spoke about. And Rav Nosson Zal connected it to Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, which is Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that our prayers on Rosh Hashanah are designed especially to show that we're standing in front of Hashem like an oni ba'pesach, like a poor person. And the terminology that the Arizal uses, putting aside our sechel, putting aside our good deeds and everything when we stand before Hashem and pray, in order to get that Torah, which comes in several forms, either the actual Torah that a person is hearing from the tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, or even the sound of the shofar, which is a form of Kabbalah Satoira, all of this preparing us to get to Eretz Yisrael.
Beautiful. So something was brought, and I didn't get a chance to ask where he quoted this from in the shul, this Shabbos, and he said that after the Akedat Yitzchak, since he attained such a high madriga of Avraham Avinu, that Hashem presented him an ayil in order to eat and attain the next madriga.
But the ayil was a korban ola. Maybe it represents, maybe somehow it symbolizes food. The ayil that he found, that he discovered, he brought as a sacrifice an ola, which you don't physically eat from it. Nobody, even the kohen, doesn't eat. The only part that's not burnt on the mizbeach is the skin of the ayil, the skin of the korban ola. Somebody asked the question here that not that many people are zeicha to chidushei Torah, new revelations in Torah. How do they get Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, every new piece of Torah that we study is also in the category of Chidushei Torah. Or even when a person studies something in Torah that they learned already, but they study it with a newness and freshness, as if I'm learning it for the first time, and I believe that there's something new that I'll get from any piece of Torah that I learn. Rav Nosson Zal says, for us, that's also considered Chidushei Torah.
Mishabur says, by Hilchas Shabbos, one should be Mechadish Torah and Shabbos, and Mishabur says, even new, or I remember hearing also, having a new understanding in the Torah.
Exactly.
It's also considered Chidushei Torah.
Exactly. A good day and a good week to all. All the best.
Thank you so much. It's a good best. Day, good week, thank everybody.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You too. All.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you.